Ben, this is the third series of Thames concerts that you've been involved as artistic director, and they are now so hugely popular in and around the area. What's in store this year?
It's eclectic series, I think. We've got a lot of variety as usual, very high standard of performers, and hopefully something for everybody.
And what's the average age of the performers?
Well, it's funny, it's quite a young series this year. It didn't start out that way, but we've got a lot of young talent. I think the oldest performer is only in their early 30s. So audiences will get a chance to hear, very good professionals quite near the start of their careers.
And give us some examples of what's on.
The series kicks off with Amy Dixon, a phenomenal young saxophonist from Australia. It's the first saxophone recital in Thames Concerts' 60-year history. A Young Wind Quintet following that, and the very eclectic Juice Vocal Ensemble in December. And it goes on, really, a guitar duo recital as well. I think that's also one of the firsts, and so on.
And are quite a few of the performers local?
Except on the Saturdays. We'll talk about that later. There is no... They come internationally, really. That's part of the flavour and the adds to the sort of interest of the series.
And you seem to be firmly installed in St Andrew's Church in Surbiton, and actually, having been to the concerts there, it does seem that it fits the bill perfectly. Do you plan to stay there?
We do, and this is our third season there, and it really works for us. The facilities are excellent, the church is beautiful, wonderful acoustic, and also the location is very, very good. Lots of bus routes, good parking generally, and a good train route, of course, Surbiton Station, 2-minute walk away.
And this year you're experimenting with free 50-minute Saturday morning concerts, which are tying in with the local farmers market days. That seems to be a really good idea.
Well, I hope it is, yes. I mean, this is something that the vicar of St Andrew's, St Mark's, Robert, and I came up with. We're keen to increase our support of young up-and-coming talent in the borough, and the church are obviously keen to increase footfall there. And it occurred to me it would be good for us to introduce some morning concerts to tie in with the farmers market days on the third Saturday of the month. And they're very pleased about these concerts too. So hopefully there'll be another reason for people to visit Surbiton also on a Saturday morning. And they're completely free.
And I noticed a description of Ashley Fripp, the young pianist who'll be bringing the series to a close, as disarmingly precocious. What can we expect of him?
That's a great quote, isn't it? And I heard him play a couple of years ago when he won the Prince's Prize up in London, and I thought we must get him in the series. He really is an incredible player and charming as well. And he's presenting a beautiful programme, actually, that will really, really, really suit the series.
And the piano he's playing on?
Very lucky there. We've been sponsored by Kauai, and Ashley is a Kauai artist, so Kauai are allowing us to have one of their concert grands as part of a sponsorship of the series.
And you do have friends of Thames concerts. What privileges do friends get?
Well, it's friends and patrons. I mean, they get obviously advance notification of various things. They get mention in programmes, of course. They get free entry to masterclasses and any workshops that we happen to run as well. But really, their support is actually crucial in just allowing us to maintain the high standards and keep bringing all these professional people, performers, to Kingston.
And where can people obtain tickets and more information?
On the door, of course, or at an advanced discount via Ticketweb. And more information on our website, thamesconcerts.com.
And the ticket prices are even lower this year.
They are. They've reduced round about by £1 across the board. We're just trying to make ourselves as competitive as possible, and we really are very, very low on ticket prices now, way more than most other comparable series in the area, so we believe.
And the first concert is coming up quite soon.
Saturday the 3rd of October, that's young Amy, the saxophonist, with Catherine Millage, her pianist. A super programme of music going right from Bach up to Gershwin and beyond. She'll certainly put the instrument through its paces, I should think.
Well, good luck with all the concerts.
Thank you very much.